hang out with the laziest P1s in the Suntime Pool Spa and Patio area at the Dodge Chrysler Jeep Summer Bash, Saturday, June 12th at Joe Pool Lake. Presented by AT&T Wireless and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to The Hardline. Now, Grego is not with us today because Grego worked the morning show today. And yeah. Junior Miller is here.
Hello again. I'm having fun with you guys this afternoon.
Are you having fun?
Yep.
Right back at you.
Sleep late, get up, curve it around.
You get to party all night long.
Party all night long, come into work. I made our meeting at 2, and then we head out here. And
no, you didn't make the meeting.
I love it.
Just like we do every day, party all night, man. Like the snake did last night.
Woo. Well, you did.
We're out today at Motion Cycle Sports at Plano Road and LBJ. If you'd like to come out here and check out the scene, they have Sea-Doos, they've got dirt bikes, they've got pocket rockets, they've got crotch rockets, I mean, they've got ATV bikes and all kinds of stuff like that out here.
I feel bad because this is the day that Grego and I should not have switched. He would have loved it out here with the Sea-Doos
the
motorcycles.
Right up his alley.
Motorcycle Grego would have been in heaven.
Yes. Motorcycle Grego would have really enjoyed this out here today. It's even got a little mini bike over there like he's got.
Motorcycle Grego.
Anyway, they're throwing down great deals on all this stuff, especially if you're interested in Yamaha gear. Come out here and check out all that.
We need to get Big Grego on a mini bike at Summer Bash and just have him go round and round and round.
See, he's just not big enough anymore.
You might be right.
He's too small to be funny.
He was walking towards me in the parking garage the other day, and I did not recognize him until 5 seconds into our conversation. That's how small he is.
It's shocking if you hadn't seen him in a long time. Hey, he is useless unless he's fat.
That's right, he is. He is.
The Hammer.
Well, this is May 28th. That means Memorial Day is nigh upon us. And that means probably for any and all school systems and school districts and independent school districts or even dependent school districts. Has anybody ever heard of a non-independent school district?
A dependent school district?
I don't know.
What are they dependent on?
I don't know. Why are they independent? What makes them independent?
They make their own rules. Like the DISD can do things differently from the RISD.
But why do they need to put that in their title? Why aren't they just the Dallas School District and the Richardson School District, and it would kind of go without saying that they can make their own rules?
I don't know. Why are y'all looking at me?
Because you're the one that threw that out there.
I barely got out of fifth grade.
I'm looking at that pelt. Every time I look at you, I'm transfixed on that. Anyway, school is out today, except for those areas where school goes year-round. I don't know if there are any of those around here.
Homeschoolers, maybe? Let's think about that.
Yeah, maybe homeschoolers. And there may be a few districts or options. I guess you always have the option for summer school and all that, but regular school is out today.
State school? Is that year-round? They go year-round?
No.
You mean like reform school?
Boys Ranch? Where the orphans go? Is that year-round school?
I don't know.
Well, the last day of school was always huge for me. See, back in the day, you didn't get out the first week of May or anything like that. You went all the way right up to the last of May. And summer started in June. And you didn't go back till after Labor Day, which is the way it should be today.
True. Not middle of August or whatever they go back.
Right, not middle of August, and you don't get out in the middle of May. You should get out at the 1st of June and go back after Labor Day.
You get June, July, and August off.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was a very nicely carved, symmetrical world for all of us back then. And I know that for me, upon release from school duties, which would take place probably about, 1 or 2 in the afternoon, some such on that day.
Yeah, didn't everybody get out early the last day of school?
Yep. Yeah, you'd always get out early.
You'd have lunch.
Right.
and then get out at 1.
Something like that. And for me, job one was a trip to Swindle's.
What's that?
Oh.
The barbershop.
For the summer burr?
The summer burr. The summer burr, or if I really wanted to show that I was, in fact, a swinger, the swinger I claim to be, a flat top.
Now, how old were you when that stopped?
40? 40. That was job one. It cost $1.25.
And how old were you literally when it stopped?
Probably seventh grade. After I got out of the seventh grade, I quit doing that.
Now, did your mom get
trying
you?
To get surfer hair then, right?
Yeah. I mean, I was headed for junior high. I was headed for Brown then. And I knew that somehow, some way, I had to get cool.
Did your mom give you the $1.25 that morning? And you had to walk to Swindle's?
Yep. Or I rode my bike to Swindle's.
Now, did she give you more than the $1.25?
Nope, she gave me $1.25.
So you didn't tip Mr. Swindle?
No.
What a jerk.
Well, like he knew. He was 8.
Barbers didn't expect to be tipped back then.
And it was a better world.
Did you take that quarter and go buy a rubber?
Dear God, but I'm horny. No, Ed. However, had I wanted to, there was a filling station with a dispenser in the restroom right across the street.
I remember those. Those used to confuse me when I was a kid. I was like, what the hell is that?
You weren't real sure what it dispensed.
I thought it was like dirty pictures.
Yeah, because there was always dirty pictures on the front of
it. Right.
Well, now, along with the rubbers, which it dispensed, along with those, and one of the handles you could pull would throw out a deck of little miniature playing cards with naked nookie girls on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was big.
Yeah, that was big.
Well, I bet as a kid you went in that bathroom and just stared at that machine.
Tugging at your pants.
Well, I think we're losing sight of the the last day of school special feeling. As we segue into rubber talk.
Well, Junior did it.
I love Junior so much.
Greg Miller.
There was no better feeling than waking up. There's no worse feeling than going to school like the first day, but there was no better feeling than waking up knowing that's the last day. Mm-hmm. And that whole day was such a blow off.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, we'd watch movies and stuff.
Yep.
You know? I mean, there was nothing going on.
Just that sense of anticipation.
Oh,
that whole week, the week of the last week of school. I mean,
always in a good mood.
Giddy and no fighting.
Did the first day off that night, did you try to stay up as late as you possibly could?
You know what? I don't even know. Our neighborhood was such a... There were so many kids in my neighborhood that were my age. And, like, in grade school, hide and seek got to be, like, some sort of...
It was like a religion.
Yeah, I mean, it was serious. I mean, it was like military style, you know? I mean,
we did
it encompassed
that too.
The entire neighborhood.
Yeah, it was great.
And so we'd play that until we had to come inside,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep, we did too.
So much fun.
I remember trying to stay up as late as I could on the first night off from school because that was my M.O. every summer, was to get my clock where I was staying up till 4 or 5 in the morning.
God.
That's what I would do.
4 or 5 in
yes.
the morning?
Doing what?
I'd watch.
Are you kidding?
No. I would watch late night TV.
God.
Until the test patterns came on.
At how old?
3, 4? No. No, like maybe from 5th, 6th grade on.
God.
And I would stay up until whatever, because this is back before we had cable, so whatever TV station had the late movie on, and I'd watch till that was off. I'd always watch The Tomorrow Show with Tom Snyder, the great Tom Snyder. And then once we hit the test patterns around 2 a.m., I'd turn on the Larry
Thank
King
you.
Show or something, and I'd listen
Thank
to the radio
you.
Till
yes.
till 4 and fall asleep. And
sleep, Bismarck, hello.
Sleep till noon or 11, get up, play baseball. And
see, that's wrong.
Carly.
Because you were missing 4 or 5 valuable suntime hours.
Corby used to go to sleep in his play clothes.
Right.
So he
fully
could
clothed,
maximize
shoes and everything.
Play time.
So when I got out of bed, I was ready to go. I didn't have to mess with putting on shoes or anything.
You had early morning play time in your neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I mean,
see, we didn't get going till the afternoon.
When I'm up, I was out the door, and, I mean, I hit the streets running, man.
No cereal?
Hey, man, the baseball game started around 10 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
That's
and they
true.
Went all day.
And you play like 10 baseball games.
Yes. They went all day long.
Now, did you have a bowl of cereal, Corby?
Yeah, I would eat something. But I protested. I did not want to slow down to eat anything, you know?
That infringed on playtime.
Yeah. I mean, I was like a just a kid on Ritalin the whole day, just running around going crazy. It was so much fun. You want? I was always in the best mood in summer, especially that first week or the week prior. You're just, nothing can make you, nothing will set you back.
Mm-mm.
Unless you're being held back or something, which I didn't know anyone who got held back.
I had to do summer school one summer.
You did?
Yes, and it was me and a bunch of guys wearing black concert T-shirts.
How old were you?
I think I was a freshman in high school.
Were you that dumb?
It was ninth grade, and it was because of algebra, which was my nemesis throughout college. And I just screwed around in algebra, and she ended up failing me, that biatch.
Whoa.
And I had to go to summer school for 4 weeks.
Oh.
And it sucked.
So like, you were in there with hoodlums?
It was in the morning. I think I had to go for maybe 3 hours a day, 9 to noon, something like that. It was awful.
With all the goth kids?
Yes. Worst experience of my life.
Were they all smoking marijuana cigarettes?
They were all taking some sort of
Mike
dope.
Reiner.
That was the worst summer of my life.
Ugh.
I used to look at literally, you'd get to school and you'd watch stupid Disney movies or something, you know, Old Yeller or whatever, and you'd be farting around with your friends. And you would constantly be looking at the clock. It's just like in Dazed and Confused. When they're looking at the clock over and over and over and just waiting for it to tick down. And man, when that last bell rung or whatever time you got out, that was the most liberating, wonderful feeling.
Yep.
You had to clean out your locker and take all your crap home.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, you had to get rid of all your book covers and return all your books.
So did you see all your school friends in the summer, or did they all just kind of go away?
Some of them, the ones in my neighborhood and my actual friends, but most of them, no, you just take 3 months off from those idiots.
Yeah.
You know?
I might have hung out with one or two guys, but I went to a different school as everybody in my neighborhood. So I had two sets of friends. Because the people that went to my school were spread all over the city. And then the kids in the neighborhood, I only associated with in the neighborhood.
Let me ask you this. Do girls have that same feeling that boys do on the last day of school? Because
no.
I never really asked them.
They don't.
I know one that does.
She does? I mean, is she fired up?
She's pretty excited.
God, because she's got wheels now.
Oh, man, she's got her driver's license.
And I'm anticipating some sort of...
Is this what song first plays after that last bell rings?
Oh, yes.
Everybody's running out.
Did all the girls leave school? Did they all leave horny?
Were you asking me?
Or just anybody? That's a topic for all of us.
I guess.
Danny,
sometimes.
I don't know if they were in any kind of greater state of arousal than normal.
You know what was great about being a kid? Was being not horny.
Yeah. Oh, you weren't ruled by your privates.
Right.
Right.
You were ruled by baseball.
That's right. You were ruled by baseball. You were thinking of other things.
That's right.
There were other things.
You know how much better life is not thinking about that?
Yes, you're right.
I wish that all I cared about was baseball and that girls and beer had never been invented.
All I wanted to do in the summer was play baseball in the neighborhood and go upstairs and look at my baseball cards. That's all I wanted to do. And then watch a game or listen to a game that night.
Yeah.
Now, there were the Foster brothers in my neighborhood, and they had a Cuban book that featured full female noodle frontity.
A Cuban book?
Yes, in it.
That's good.
What's a Cuban book?
Yeah.
A book from Cuba.
Yeah, a book from Cuba.
Oh, that had...
Crazy porn.
That had full noodle frontity.
Foreign porn.
Cuba.
And, you know, if they were around and they had it with them, then, you know, that was cool, but you certainly didn't obsess on that because you had to get out there to center field, you know?
Like, did girls play... Like, you know,
I don't know what they did.
Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh.
I don't know what they did because once school was out, I didn't see any girls.
I didn't either.
I didn't see any girls out of school.
Whole summer.
Yeah.
No.
Wasn't
I have no idea where the girls went. I didn't see any of them that summer.
How great. And didn't care.
No, didn't care. Could have cared less what Vicki Hill was up to. Or Beverly Duval or Sheila McWilliams. May the good, sweet, clean Lord Jesus Christ, the maker of us all, rest her tortured soul.
I want to hear more about her.
What happened?
How'd she die?
Did she pass away?
Why was she so tortured?
Probably she had to go to school with Brian.
Yeah. Now, I did have the unfortunate incident on the last day of school, my junior year in high school, which...
Well, that was different then.
You know, it was totally different.
Privates were in charge.
Yeah, and mine were out of commission for an entire summer.
Oh, that's
the soccer
right.
incident?
Yes, that was the last day of school.
Really?
Yes. We had an indoor game, and just, you know, me and a couple of buddies of mine, and we had a beer or two before the game, you know, and it was just a big, fun joke game, and here we are beating this team like 6-1, and I get pounded right in the nuts.
The worst story ever.
It is.
Nuts.
How big did they swell up?
Grapefruit?
Not grapefruit. They were full-on...
Sizable orange?
Orange, yeah.
And you had to have them both lanced without anesthesia, right?
Right.
Oh, my.
I was kicked.
I can't believe that.
That was the last
Something
day
like
of...
this?
Yes, it looked like that. All I did...
For those not following at home on their video monitors, I just pulled a very sizable orange out of my bag.
All I did for the first month and a half of summer was lay on my back with an ice pack on my genitals.
What was it
Can
like?
Can I inject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
I've got my nuts in a sling here.
Pardon the interruption.
Oh, it's okay. What was it like when the doctor stuck the needle into one of your testicles?
It was the most horrific pain that a human can endure. And the only anesthetic that he gave me was his wallet to bite down on.
Now, did he tell you this is really going to hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He said, listen, this is it, man. This is as bad as it'll ever get.
Ugh, oh, my God. And you bit his wallet?
Yeah, I was like, all right, thanks for the wallet.
Did you bite it clean in half?
And I gnawed down.
How long did it last?
And my mom was out in the waiting room and just heard this.
God.
Last day of school. Ruined the whole summer.
How long did it last?
What do you mean?
When he was...
The drainage.
Yeah, I mean...
The land
seconds
thing.
Or a minute or 2 minutes or 5 minutes or what?
Probably a half minute. I passed out.
You did?
Yeah, I passed out.
God. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You poor guy.
It was awful.
That's the worst. Well, happy last day of school.
Happy last day of school, everybody.
Stay out of indoor soccer games.
That's right. All right, coming up next, another ticket ticker here on the ticket.